He serves as inspiration to Tim Burton's imagination. From rock band into cinema history, today on Frame Tracks, we'll be listening to the sometimes controversial, many times parodied, but always entertaining Danny Elfman. Daniel Robert Elfman in 1953 in L.A., Danny Elfman always considered himself a band geek. This love of music and later movies brought him to France after dropping out of high school. He left France, then toured to Africa, absorbing different styles of music that would later help him create his very own unique voice for the band Oingo Boingo. Do you remember Oingo Boingo? No? Well, how about now? Elfman wrote many of Oingo Boingo's songs and also was their lead singer. In 1985, Boingo fans Tim Burton and Paul Rubens asked Elfman to do the score for their first film titled Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Having little prior experience with film composing, Elfman reluctantly agreed and thus began one of the most successful partnerships in film music history. As many of you know, I like to start off the music with the song where I first heard the composer. And for Elfman, there is no mistake where he first caught my attention. My sister was a huge Pee-wee fan, and we went to the theater to see that first film. And it was the music that took me by surprise. So from Pee-wee's Big Adventure, this is The Breakfast Machine.
Thank you.
Elfman's unique style was quite apparent from the get-go, and although he would expand on it, he never really deviates from that quirky pluckiness of that first venture. Pee-wee would be the first of more than 15 Burton films that Elfman would score. In fact, Elfman has scored every major motion picture that Tim Burton has directed to date, from Beetlejuice to Ed Wood to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and to our next film, which almost single-handedly has inspired every superhero film since. The unique directing, the dark tone, and the remarkable score for the 1989 film Batman rewrote the book on how superheroes are portrayed in film. Upon its release, the 1989 Batman blew audiences away, who were simply not prepared for the epic action that unfolded before them. And it was Elfman's spectacular score that set the tone for the entire film from the very first frame. From Burton's Batman, this is Charge of the Batmobile. From Batman in a moment. Let's get to the trivia question, and no searching the answer on the internet, although I'll admit I didn't even know this one. It's a simple one. In 2003, Danny Elfman married a famous actress, to which he is still currently married. To whom is Danny Elfman married? We'll have the answer towards the end of the show. Now, Elfman has done other films made by other directors. In fact, he's done some great work on his own. In 1988, as he was still rising to greatness, he composed a fun score for the Martin Brest film Midnight Run. From that film, here is the main theme. In the late 1980s, Steven Spielberg produced a Twilight Zone-style show called Amazing Stories, which featured huge directors working in the small medium of TV. Elfman composed two pieces for that show, including this one from my favorite episode called Family Dog. I've always been fascinated at how Elfman's work is different every time, but he always maintains that signature style. Batman sounds very different than, say, Men in Black, but if you didn't know, you could tell they were both written by Elfman. Speaking of that 1997 film, Men in Black, let's take a listen to its main theme. 1992, Burton, Keaton, and Elfman all returned to the Batman franchise for what would be their last time. All the creators wanted to push the dark tone of the series to its limit. The result was an even gloomier outing for The Dark Knight and one of Elfman's greatest scores. From Burton's Batman Returns, this is The Finale. Being one of film's most prolific composers isn't enough for Elfman. He also has to be the composer of the theme for the longest-running primetime show in history, the animated spectacle known as The Simpsons. Many people don't even know that he wrote the iconic theme, but it's there in the credits after every episode. So let's take a listen to the theme from The Simpsons. Thank you. Before their success with Batman, Michael Keaton, Danny Elfman, and Tim Burton collaborated with the quirky tale about a possessed house and the ghost's attempt to rid their home of the living. To do that, they needed the help of the wisecracking but dangerous Beetlejuice. In 2011, Elfman wrote the score to a Cirque du Soleil show called Iris, which played at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood. This was easily Elfman's most significant non-film work. From that show, this is Flying Scarlet. Director Tim Burton's remarkable ability to make odd, quirky characters come to life and to have the audience feel for them is one of his greatest traits. However, many believe that the audience wouldn't care nearly as much for these odd characters without Elfman's score to push you along. One of their oddest characters was realized in the 1990 film Edward Scissorhands. Elfman composed a wonderfully lyrical theme for this film that remains today as one of my favorites. If you're a fan of the music you're hearing, then get online and start buying. Almost all of Elfman's scores are available for purchase, and there are a lot of them. One of the best collections is the 25th Anniversary Collection, honoring the collaboration of Burton and Elfman. On this 14-CD box set, Elfman composed a wonderful piece called The Music Box Suite, comprised of various themes that he had written for Burton. Thank you. with Danny Elfman being credited for 98 scores as composer, I could go all day playing Danny Elfman music. I'm noticing, though, that a lot of the stuff I have are from older films, so I'd like to play something from a newer film, proving that Danny Elfman still has it. From the 2013 animated film, this is the theme to Epic. Easily one of the strangest collaborations between Tim Burton and Danny Elfman was the 1993 stop-motion animation film The Nightmare Before Christmas. Elfman not only composed the score to this film, he also provided the voice for the lead character, Jack Skellington. From that film, this is What's This?
What's this? What's this? There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? Children throwing snowballs instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys, and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost in every window. Oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones, I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh, look, what's this? The hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around a hero's story, roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How queer! And who would ever think? And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights on strings, and there's a smile in everyone. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun, this looks like fun. Oh, could it be I got my wish? What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or ensnare them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? The monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feeling all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies are absolutely. The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh I want it, oh I want it for my own. I've got to know, it is this place that I have found. What is this?
Okay, let's get to that trivia question. I asked, to whom is Danny Elfman married? In 2003, he married the lovely Bridget Fonda. Now to end the show, as always, I'd like to play my favorite Danny Elfman work. For some composers, this is always tricky to choose my favorite, but not with Elfman. I truly believe that until the day he passes, he will never write, for me, another more powerful piece of work as the 1989 theme to Batman. So I leave you with this fantastic theme. For questions or suggestions, please email me at info@frametracks.com. That's Frametracks, FrameTrax. And look for more episodes in the future.